What kinds of things are you going to be making?
What's this?
What kinds of foods are you making?
Meat. Oh, we got moose. Caribou. Caribou head. Moose head there.
That's for soup.
And
bear meat.
Bear meat.
Bear meat soup.
How are you going to make
what the?
It's a tape recorder.
Oh, that's what you're after.
Yeah. How are you going to make the moose head soup?
Well, I figured to serve about 6 o'clock, so I'm going to put this head here at about 4 o'clock and let it boil. Boil for about a couple hours. That'll get all that. Fat.
Mm-hmm.
Make it good and nice and rich.
What do you add to it?
Oh, potatoes. All different kinds of vegetables. Potatoes, macaroni and so forth. Tomatoes. And all your canned stuff. Vegetables of all kinds. We put that in after we take the pots off.
Mm-hmm.
But we let the macaroni, rice, and potatoes, let that boil for about 30 minutes. Then take the pots off, then put your canned stuff in there, all the vegetables, tomatoes, so forth.
So you're mainly going to have meat dishes for the potlatch tonight?
Mm-hmm.
How many people have brought the food?
Well, we have a few here. We'll have... Well, we got between now and 6 o'clock. I will have enough.
Can we feed the whole community?
Yeah.
One time.
Outdoors. Yeah.
There'll be over here behind the hall. Figured about, about 600 people, I suppose.
Wow. Good luck.
Coming in,
yeah.
I understand there's going to be some coming in from Fairbanks after work in Fairbanks, they'll come right in. That'll give us more people to serve. About 600 people, I suppose.
How many people live in Canada?
Well, population is about 500.
So you figure about 100 people will come in extra?
Well, yeah, about 400 or 500 more.
Really?
People coming in. We have a little over 100 kids going to school here.
Yeah. How'd you guys get to be the cooks?
Well, how we don't. Well, they ask us if we want to cook. That's the way we do it.
Somebody don't cook.
Somebody, if one man don't cook, well, next man have to cook. So they just ask us if we want to cook, and
you said you would. They know you were good cooks.
Well, I've been cooking for potlatch like this for about 10 years, I guess. I don't know. I don't keep track. I just get out there and help the boys cook. A lot of times I have to tell them what to do and how to do it. I don't mind it.
Hey, everybody, come on, watch now. It's your kids. We're going to have Helen stand back there and have an apple on her head.
Where is the
Helen? They're going to shoot an apple off of Helen's head. We need you! At least you need it. We need you, man! Oh, man's 100-yard dash. That's at least 45 or over. Oh, man's 100-yard dash. And the prize is a surprise package. More than likely a case of beer. So, man, we got some beer, man.
Wait, Daddy, you got to call
at least 45 and over. 45 to 210. If you're older than that, you can't get in.
Running? Yeah.
old man's race, at least 45 and over. Prize is a surprise package that's after this event of the girls' archery contest. After it. I feel that old. Oh no, all we need is a target now. You used up, Bus. After this, we're going to have the old man's 100-yard dash. 45 and over. Yeah. Old man's 100-yard dash, 45 and over. And the prize is a surprise package.
See, a night of dancing after the potlatch, there's going to be Tenna Group and the Eskimo afterwards. Mrs. Mock is going to entertain the dancing after the potlatch. Because I can't sing outdoors. I'd have to be inside the hall.
Hey, tell him,
and then I want you guys to enjoy what we're going to have that cloth contest tomorrow. Or either way you want it. You're going to have a old-fashioned dancing with the cloth. And it's going to be inside the hall. We have about 150 yards of cloth. That I don't want it to be a waste away. It's all for other towns. Thank you.
Hey.
We have at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, all donations will bring off to the community hall. It will sure be appreciated. This is your celebration. Let's make it a big one and a good one.
Good lolly, good lolly. Never mind.
Okay, next we have the old man's 100-yard dash. He gets a surprise package.
Hey, Mars, sit down next to me and I'll take a picture.